and brutality. Harlow is in status here.
And
in the memory of Harlow, you want education to know who your heroes are and what culture is. And it ain't Eurocentric, and it ain't capitalistic, and it ain't corporate.
Fucking slave.
Justice! We're out here.
Can I get everyone's attention? So for those who are rallying out front, right? For those who are rallying out front, keep the heat up, continue to speak your mind. We have a bullhorn out here. For those who are entering the meeting to speak at the Oakland School District meeting, I'd like to ask for people to enter quietly and respectfully of the process here. That way we are not giving them an excuse to silence our voices inside their meeting. Okay?
Jeremy, are they going to allow the people to sign in?
Nobody can sign in.
Okay.
We have speaker cards here. For those who would like to speak inside the meeting, you need to fill a speaker's card out. Okay? That's it. I want to turn the bullhorn over. We have Sean Gillis here, the whistleblower medical who blew the whistle on the mistreatment of Oscar Grant.
Yeah. How's it going? I think it's very important that everybody came out today because one of the things you guys are exercising is one of the most fundamental rights that America provides, which is civil disobedience and expressing your concern about what's going on in government today. One of the things that crosses my case, I asked for an investigation on the Oscar Grant shooting on January 6th, 2009. And it was initially granted, and then it was suppressed. And one of the things that's become painfully clear in my case, as in many of the cases that we've discussed today, is the need for government transparency, and as I've already heard today, the government following its own rules and laws, and not just turning those against that of the citizens. So, yeah, I'll be here. If you guys have any questions for me, I wasn't really prepared to speak today, so that's about it. But thank you, everybody, for coming out.
Hands off Sean Gillis. I'd like to introduce Brother Charles Dubois from Labor, Black, and Brown.
Sean is being entirely too modest and tight. They put this man in a trailer, took away his phone, basically prevented him from trying to do his job. While he's got to do his job. I mean, all kind of unconscionable stuff. But it is a cover-up, and it's part of what they're doing to all of us. If we notice, the Longshore Union, which is the heart and soul of the Bay Area labor movement, who struck for Oscar Grant, they struck on April 4th in response to the union busting in Minneapolis. Now they're being attacked by their bosses and the union leaders of the international longshoremen. The leadership, the misleadership, is telling them to admit they were wrong in striking for worker rights. Then we have the Transport Workers Union, the muni drivers, who are being attacked by Proposition G. They're firing these workers. They got this new slave code law where three workers can't be congregating in the yard and talking. You'll get fired. So they're like turning all the rules that we're supposed to have with this nice democracy on its head. And they keep killing us. So I'm here to simply say this. What our flyer says, Labor, Black, and Brown, what our signs say is this. We need a working class, black and brown, united front. Okay?
Yeah.
That is, we need an organization or a movement that when we speak about Sean Gillis, we're speaking about Raheem Brown and Kenneth Harding and Oscar Grant. When we're talking about the IWU being attacked, we're talking about Kenneth Brown. Excuse me, Ken Harding and Raheem Brown, Oscar Grant, and everybody else who's being shot. We're losing track of who they're killing. And that's a real problem. So instead of getting dissipated and having everybody fight separately, we're looking for a movement that we combine our power, combine our force, and combine our voices. So what we're looking to organize is demonstrations like this, where we have 10 or 20 longshoremen, some muni drivers, some BART train drivers, some teachers. But fundamentally, the workers, those working, are the ones who got the power. We got the protest, we got the voice, but they got the power. And I know this, I'll swear on this, labor, black and brown, when those three elements are combined, all our power is increased exponentially. Shut it down. Thank you very much.
First things first, I like to say all power to the people. Like you mean it. All power to the people. Like y'all ain't scared of all these pigs that suddenly mounted up because we out here fighting for justice. All power to the people. Shango Aviola, I'm the field marshal of the Black Riders Liberation Party, the next generation Black Panthers. My organization started in LA organizing to stop black-on-black genocide and tribalism, and then moved on to start the first, since the inception of the Black Panther Party, Working Black Watch a Pig program. But we monitor all of these gang members, and I'm gonna call it like it is, you ain't gonna hear me sugarcoat shit. All of these gang members that weren't there when we first started talking about it at Lake Merritt, but all of a sudden when we came here to bang on they shit, now they over here set tripping. Now they over here mounting up. Now they over here looking at everybody's faces. So just like they do to us, I see a lot of cameras out here. Get these license plates, get these badge numbers, get these names, get the smirks of these, get the smirks of these pigs who think it's a joke that we get killed out here every single day. From here to the motherland to all over. Police terrorism, and like some, like the comrade Leslie said earlier, I'm a student of history. So history tells us that they've been doing this since the inception. So a lot of people don't know the beginning of the so-called peace officers. That's a euphemism for slave catcher. That's a euphemism for slave catcher. The original police officers were paddy rollers and night riders. And what they would do, they would go freelance from plantation to plantation and capture black people that was running and fighting for what was God-givenly theirs, their freedom. So like we're doing out here, they here control and contain us. So let's call it like it is. History tells us that it was slavery back then, and just because some legislature says it's de facto, ain't a damn thing changed. We still slaves. We still slaves. We can't provide economically the labor to put into to be able to survive and be self-determined and self-sufficient. We still slaves when the media will put reports out about our people in these protests as some maybe violent, some as maybe that they downplay, when we really know this affects us every single day.
This is
our lives. Since I was 11 years old, I've been getting harassed by the police. That's when I first got illegally searched. On that same corner where Kenneth Harding Jr. was murdered, when I was 2 years old, my cousin Ralph Carpenter was hit by a police car who was drunk and didn't put his sirens on. And you know what their excuse was? Because he was quote-unquote connected with Third Street Gang, that when they were chasing in pursuit of another so-called perp, that he put his life in front of the pen to stop that from happening. What kind of shit is that? So that's just my history. But if we go back to the history of the beginning, we got a lot of shit that's due to us. We got some justice that's due for Raheem Brown. I can't hear y'all. We got some justice that's due for Raheem Brown. So we here on this plantation right now. I come from the loins of Nat Turner, man. You ain't gonna catch me begging these pilgrim invaders, you feel me, for nothing. I don't care what kind of tan they got. I don't care what kind of tan they got, how much supposed melanin they got. They the basic enemy. You feel me? The only thing that they respond to, the reason why they stopped slavery or chattel slavery, was because the North was trying to get the South to give in on some of that property. It wasn't because they had no higher moral code. So it's a matter of economics. We know this. It's a matter of economics. When they can fire counselors and hire somebody that murders somebody, when it ain't even on the school where you're supposed to be supposedly protecting and serving, and then move to a child school, you can't protect the streets, but you can be security for an elementary school? That don't make no sense. It's an economic problem. That's why I rock with labor, black and brown. That's why I rock with anybody that's going to shut this shit down and start to pocket check this. We got to start whatever means, legally or whatever, we got to start doing like Bobby Seale said back in the day. Stick them up. We come for what's ours. We come here right now in honor of Paul Robeson, in honor of everybody that want justice for Raheem Brown and everybody that's been murdered by these pigs. I said it, pigs.
6'5".
Justice for Raheem Brown.
Justice for Raheem Brown.
All right, hey, y'all, check it out. I need to collect the filled out speaker cards so we can submit those. So if anyone wants to speak inside the school board meeting coming up here, I need to collect those cards and submit them. I'd also like to call Toussaint from Labor, Black and Brown up to say a few words here.
The response to the killing of our young black and brown people must be met with striking, our most powerful tool. We're talking about life and death here. So when they hit us, we gotta hit them back. Cause this is life and death. One thing I wanna say is that
they're all coming with death.
One thing I wanna say is that they got us blocked up on both sides. But we gotta be ready to think militarily. Because these people are thinking militarily. And by militarily, I mean protect our people. Defend our people with our lives. This is our sons, daughters, nieces, nephews, cousins, aunties, uncles, fathers, mothers, lives is on the line. We have to be willing to protect their life with our life. Because this is no joke, and it comes down to the economics. The racism in this country is deep, and we gotta recognize that. And that's why striking is our most powerful tool. We gotta shut it down. And they're gonna come up against us, but we gonna shut it down again. We need to organize on that level. So this board meeting's about to head up, but we're also trying to start this meeting up too with Labor, Black, and Brown. So we wanna work things as they go. We wanna show the support here, but we wanna organize a labor shutdown. So once we get our business done over here, we gonna work this and support over here. We need to start talking about the strategy of shutting things down. We need to start talking about the strategy of protecting our lives here, because we're talking about our lives here. And this is what we're talking about. So I'm just, that's all I got to say. Justice for Raheem Brown. Justice for Oscar Grant. Justice for all those that slain. Justice for Raheem Brown. Justice for Raheem Brown. Justice for Raheem Brown. Justice for Raheem Brown.
Justice
for Raheem Brown.
Justice for Raheem Brown.
Justice for Raheem Brown.
Justice for Raheem Brown.
Justice for Raheem Brown.
Justice for Raheem Brown.
Justice for Raheem Brown.
Justice for Raheem Brown.
Justice for Raheem Brown.
Justice
for Raheem Brown.
Justice
for Raheem Brown.
Justice
for Raheem Brown.
Justice
for Raheem Brown.
Justice
for Raheem Brown.
Justice
for Raheem Brown.
Justice
for Raheem Brown.
Justice
for Raheem Brown.
Justice
for Raheem Brown.
Justice
for Raheem Brown.
Justice
for Raheem Brown.
Justice
for Raheem Brown.
Justice
for Raheem Brown.
Justice
for Raheem Brown.
Justice for Raheem Brown.
Justice
for Raheem Brown.
Justice
for Raheem Brown.
Justice
for Raheem Brown.
Justice
for Raheem Brown.
Justice
for Raheem Brown.
Justice
for Raheem Brown.
Justice
for Raheem Brown.
Justice
for Raheem Brown.
Justice
for Raheem Brown.
Justice
for Raheem
Brown.
Justice
for Raheem Brown.
Justice for Raheem Brown. All right, so I want to make there's a few announcements here. Last call for speaker's cards. I'm going to turn these in. I've got a stack of them, so if anyone else wants to fill out a speaker card, if not, I'm going to go inside and turn them in. We need to come in orderly, and we can't bring signs in to the actual school board meeting, so we're going to collect those. Frank, do you mind collecting the signs? Okay, so Frank Brunninghorst from the Oscar Grant Committee is going to be collecting the signs before entry for those who are coming in. For those who don't want to enter the actual school board meeting, you're welcome to and encouraged to stay out here and keep the rally live. A couple more announcements. We have an announcement coming up from Brother Gerald, also of the Oscar Grant Committee. And as well as we have some words from Rebecca Ruiz, who has been a big-time volunteer, a big-time supporter here at the Eva Stelly Foundation. So, among many, many other things. Filmmaker as well, social justice warrior. So, looks like Brother Gerald is, you ready to, yeah. Okay, here's Brother Gerald from the Oscar Grant Committee.
Speaker card. Anybody want to get a speaker card?
OGC.
5 Second Street.
Oscar Grant Committee.
Well, and some people want to just speak. Well, we're 10.
All right, I'm sure that most of you that pay attention have noticed that in England,
10:25,
a young man was shot. A young man was shot Thursday. His name? Say it again, please.
Martin Duggan.
You know, it's unfortunate, but we were just talking about that slogan, oink, oink, bang, bang. Every day is the same damn thing.
Yeah.
You know what?
Bang, bang. Every day is the same old thing.
Oink, oink. Bang, bang.
Don't feed the animals.
Every day is the same old thing.
Oink, oink. Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
It's
the same old thing all over the world. Understand this. Here, after they shot this man, Babylon went into full effect. And I'm talking about the entire system, how they coordinate their attack on us. I know most of us say, well, as long as they ain't shoot me, I'm all right. Well, you better think again. Because they done shot your brain till there ain't nothing there. They done shot your brain full of garbage and lies. And you hardly know who you are. This is sad. But the same exact lies, the same exact methods that they use as a pitiful attempt to justify the unjustifiable in the murder of Kenneth Harding were used in this British example. The first thing they do is come out with some bullshit about how the brother shot the policeman. Oh, and luckily, he had his radio in his pocket, you see, and the bullet bounced off, and the good policeman survived. Except one thing. Where's the gun? Oh, the gun got, uh-oh. Well, guess what? Here, just across the bay, young man is murdered because he ran away. He didn't pay his fare to get on the Muni. They take off after him. Young man shows up dead.
And he shoot himself twice in the face.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Listen,
how are we gonna do
they actually had the nerve to say, after they done shot this young man 9 times, that he actually hit it. He shot himself.
All right, I'm going to shoot myself in the face, right?
Listen. Tell him anything. Dumb son of a bitches. They'll go for it. Well, I think they're wrong. I think they made a mistake. I think they overestimated their lying abilities. No matter how much help they get from the head-fixing industry, you know that that's a lie. You know the young man didn't shoot himself. This is nonsense. Just a little fact, small fact on the Raheem Brown case.
Real education.
The newspapers, after Raheem was murdered, printed what? The police story, the police scenario on what had occurred. One of the things they stated was that Raheem had stabbed a police officer.
Bullshit.
With
a screwdriver.
Bullshit.
I know, well, wait a minute. Look, show you how bad it is, right? And of course, the newspapers did their job. What is their job? Well, we think their job is uncovering the truth, educating the public, etc. Winds up, that is not quite the mission of the head-fixing industry. Their job is to go in full effect. Whenever the police disgrace themselves, murder a citizen, they come up with bullshit justifications. They become the voice of the police. That's their role. Don't be surprised. Just go to work and find the counter-evidence. Expose them. We need to be setting up picket lines in front of these newspaper outlets every time we catch them lying.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm going to tell you something. They can be gotten to. We've been far too kind to the head fixing.
Say that.
Given what they do. It winds up that this screwdriver, and here's how you know. How do you know they're lying? Well, one way to know is they're talking, they're lying. But,
say that.
But for sure, when they say that the policeman was stabbed, did this policeman go to the hospital? No, he didn't go to the hospital. Well, wait a minute. Superman got stabbed and didn't go. Come on. If they cut their thumb, they take off 3 weeks.
Pain.
Come on.
Pain.
That's right, disability. So, right away, when the policeman didn't go to the hospital, the inverse is also, he didn't get stabbed. It was a lie. In fact, here's a lie. The screwdriver that they claimed he was injured with was actually in the car. It never left the driver's wheel. The ignition. Okay? So just know, they lie. Continuously.
For a reason. Okay?
Now, we have to develop a way of kind of stepping back from all of this mayhem and confusion and try to pull ourselves together so that we can unify ourselves, so that we can be stronger, clearer, more purposeful in our activities. To that event, the Oscar Grant Committee Against Police Brutality and State Repression is holding a forum September the 13th at the Neville Proctor Library. We've given leaflets to many. We have more. Just ask for one. We'll give it to you. Where we can come together and do a little thinking on this stuff. Develop our strategy. Take it to a higher political level. Okay? So that's what I just, that was the announcement. But just know, England, United States, all over the world.
What about Martin Cotton?
Oh, what about Martin Cotton? Oh, all right. I don't know. They look like they're in a hurry.
Okay. Okay, folks, they're calling the names of the speakers right now, so we need to get in here and fill these seats, those of us that
are
on time today. What a surprise.